Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Wednesday of the third week of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, entering house after house and dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, we have a major disruption that begins to take place. And it began with Stephen's stoning, but ended up taking on a greater intensity when a persecution of the church broke out in Jerusalem. And not only was the church persecuted by the Jews, but also by the Romans, because again, they are wanting to make sure that nothing takes the place of emperor worship. So the Christians are being hammered by both sides. So this is an interesting time in Jerusalem and actually in all of that area, because the Romans are persecuting the Christians, the Jews are persecuting the Christians, the Romans are still persecuting the Jews in many ways, and vice versa, the Jews contending against the Romans. So a lot of discontent taking place. And in the midst of this, we have the beginning of what was called the diaspora, or the dispersion. And this is where believing Christians from Jerusalem and from Judea are beginning to scatter. First, the church of Jerusalem scatters in Judea and Samaria, but then they all, as the persecution continues to expand, they're going to continue moving south and north, north into Asia Minor, south into Egypt. And so we see the dispersion of Christians in all of these places. Now, in the midst of this, the persecution takes on a personal identity through Saul. Now, Saul is in Jerusalem, and he's going house to house looking for Christians. And where he finds them, he drags them out and sends them off to prison. So this is a very intense time. I think it's also very interesting that although that there was a severe persecution and the Christians were being scattered, the apostles at this point were hunkered down in Jerusalem. They stayed put. And they wanted to go ahead, because they were kind of headquartered there, the main church was there, they didn't see the need for them to disperse. And it's also partly due to the fact that they could embed themselves within the Jewish culture easier than some of the Hellenistic Christians could. So here we have this all taking place. And in the meantime, Philip takes this opportunity to go up into Samaria, to the city of Samaria. And one of the things that's really exciting is that you can see that the same ministry that was taking place through the 12 and then through the 72 while Jesus was on earth, now at the time of his passion, death, resurrection, and ascension, and the coming of the Holy Spirit, that those individuals that were ordained as deacons are able to operate in signs and wonders. We have Philip up in Samaria. Unclean spirits are crying out as they leave possessed people. Paralyzed, crippled people are being healed. There's an amazing joy in the city, and with that joy, there comes the accompanying belief. For they believed the message of Philip that was confirmed by signs and wonders, but also his message proclaiming the Messiahship of Jesus was taking on a strong strong sense of belief among many in Samaria. So here we go. In the early part of the book of Acts, it talks about going to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts. Well, we've already made it to Samaria, and we're only in chapter 8. Just think what can happen from this point on. So we have Saul persecuting the church, we have the church scattering, and we have Philip going forward in ministry in Samaria that is having a profound impact on the people of that region. Now, this is basically a reaching out to what would be considered Gentiles, because the Samaritans were not considered a part of the Jewish culture, even though they had some part in the heritage of the Samaritans, and their worship was somewhat similar. There is still this great chasm between the Jews and the Samaritans, a chasm that was bridged by the message of Jesus Christ. So may the words of my mouth and the message and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, we are seeing again just some beautiful little ingredients that will help to pepper the world with the message of the church. What was a very negative thing in the persecution of the church actually became a very powerful means for spreading the gospel. If they had just stayed in Jerusalem, if they'd stayed in Samaria, but instead they kept moving farther out. And in that move, not only do we see them becoming safer from some of the initial persecution, but also establishing a foothold of the church in various times and places. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.